You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Remember this, I told my son this when he was a baby. The older you get, the less people care.
Press the button. Right?
I'm going to say that again. The older you get, the less people care. So, believe me, listen to your dad. This man knows what he's talking about.
Yes.
How old are you?
13.
You're 13. Right? Listen to me. I'm 46. You know what that means? That means...
He's old.
Yeah. And it also means... All right. It also means that I have a pubic... This is serious because this man wants to talk to his son. I've got pubic hair older than you times three or four.
He's 13, you know.
Yeah, I don't care. He knows what I'm talking about. No, I'm being real. Right? No.
See, Tayo, I'm the funny one. Right. I'm Nigerian, right. So I'm the funny.
Right, okay.
You know these Jamo boys? They don't serious.
Right? But I'm telling you now, listen to what I'm saying to you, because your dad rang me for a reason, but it's the fact that you caught me in the studio, something, right? And I said, I don't want to ignore your dad, because me and your dad had a good chat yesterday.
Okay.
Right? And your dad said that you're slipping in your grades.
Ah.
Right? Your dad said that you're misbehaving at school.
Ah.
Right?
Tayo.
Now, you see, now Tundi's not joking now. We'll get serious now. Because I'm not playing. I'm not going to play with you. You know why? Because I want the best for you, young man.
What I will say is this. Education is very important. Your father only wants the best for you. That's what you always have to remember. And I have a Nigerian parent. I'm Nigerian. And one thing I'm very, very thankful for in my life is for having a dad like I've got. Because in a world that's full of indiscipline, my father instilled in me great discipline. And that's obvious what your father is trying to do. So, you know, I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but I'm not a person who just gets on. You can't just phone Tunde Ajayi and you go and do your research. You know, I joke a lot, but I'm very serious. And when it comes to parenthood, I take that serious. And, be thankful you have a father like you do. Because, again, it's not anybody that can just get Spencer Fear and Tunde Ajayi on the phone to talk to their child. So listen to your father. He only wants the best for you. We want the best for you. We are your uncles. So you can go to school and tell them, I spoke to Uncle Tunde Ajayi and Uncle Spencer Fearon. Listen, one of the hardest things to do is listen. You may think that your father is being a moany. You may think he's being a pest. Why can't he leave me alone? Let me live my life. But this man is a great man. Because I think if you look at your friends in school, I mean, I don't even know the school you go to, but you will see that there's not many that had their fathers
in their lives
as role models. So just listen, work hard. Like I tell my son plays for Crystal Palace FC. He's a second year scholar about to become a professional for Crystal Palace Football Club. And all I say to him every day, no matter what the teachers or the coaches or whatever they're telling me about my son, I tell him, son, work hard. Work hard. Are you listening, Tayo?
Yes.
Work hard. Just work hard. Yeah. So that's my piece. I started a conversation cracking jokes. I always crack jokes because I'm funny. That's why I get on with my son. But there's always a serious side because life is serious. It's not a joke, you know. And remember this. I told my son this when he was a baby. The older you get, the less people care.
Press the button. Right?
I'm going to say that again. The older you get, the less people care. So, believe me, listen to your dad. This man knows what he's talking about. Work hard, get your grades up. If there's 8 hours in a working day, if you're at school for 3 hours and you're spending the next 5 hours on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, meaning that you're dumb, because that's what a tweet is. Yeah. Or watching silly programs, that's a ratio of 3 to 5. So what do you think you're going to be best at? Think about it. If you're only spending 3 hours doing study and 5 hours doing foolishness, you're going to be better at foolishness than you are at study. So concentrate. Work hard. It's only for a short period of time, schooling, but you can make the most of it while you're young.
Simple as that. I'm going to tell you this now. Listen to me, Tyle. Listen to me. I want you to win.
He's gone to bed. No. I'm only joking.
No. I want you to win. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I want you to win. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I want you to win.
Of course, Tyle.
You cannot win by not being the best you. That's how you win. Now, if you know that you're doing the best you, and you know, because anything that you do is going to be reflective. Right now, as Tunde's saying, you are a student, so you have to learn. Now, your dad is an educated man. I know your dad's an educated man. I spoke to him yesterday. He's an educated man. And you know what your dad said to me? Please, if you could just speak to my son. And I was like, wow. You mean, I don't know about speak to no one's kid and that, you know, but I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to tell you this now. You, my friend, were born a winner. You know the odds of you being born? Do you know the odds?
No.
Right. The odds of you being born at its minimum, right? At its minimum is 20 million to one. At its highest, it's 1 billion to one of that sperm meeting the egg.
Ah.
You were chosen. You won the race. You know when they say survival of the fittest? Do you mean you were, what was the song? I was born a winner. Remember the tune?
He's too young.
Right, he ain't gonna know that. Right, but there was a song like that. Your dad knows. Your dad knows. Right? Back in the day, your dad used to tell everyone he was Jamaican. Right? But I'm telling you, right? Like most Nigerians used to do.
No,
right?
I never.
I know you. I know you was proud. You're tough Nigerian. Here. I know. Don't worry. It's okay, sir. Right? I'm telling you now, son, I want you to win. You were born to win.
Tayo is a winner. Right. Absolutely.
So start digging out and start showing respect to your mum, to your dad, to your environment. And you know what? You'll get respect. We had a famous man on the show a few months ago, Jay Prince. He said you have to give respect before you get respect.
Yeah, that was a very serious...
That was a serious line.
Serious statement.
Right? Made. And I want you, young man, to win, okay? Yeah. Show love. Every week your dad's going to phone me. I'm gonna check up on
We're
you.
We're going to check up.
Right?
We're going to check
you
up
got,
on you.
You got two new uncles now. Baba Tunde Ajayi and Spencer Ferron.
Listen to what your dad says. Work hard and God bless you.
All right, Miss Habib. Take care and God bless, sir.
I really appreciate both of you. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
sir.
You.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate this. I don't know how to say thank you much more than that. Honestly.
No problem.
No problem.
Sir. Anytime. You got my number. Like I said, you can call whenever. Yeah. Anything you want me to go and sit down and you know what I mean? Like I said, I just want these young men, and that's what he is. He's 13. He's a young man. I want him to win. You all right? Don't follow friends.
Yes.
All right, I'm telling you this now, don't follow friends, right? Listen to your parents. You know why? Because nobody And I can tell you, because I'm a parent, nobody can love you like your parents.
At all.
No one. It's impossible. It's impossible. It can't happen. Mm-hmm. All right? I want you to win. Every day, remind yourself that you're a winner. Take care and God bless, my friend.
Thank you so much, Spencer. To the day, it's an honor just hearing you live. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Anna.
And I really do wish Anthony Yard the best. I'm a big boxing fan as well. Yes. I'm sorry to find out. I told Spencer this yesterday as well.
Yes.
But thank you.
Yes, sir. You're doing a great job, and it's nothing short that I wouldn't do for my son. You know, we just have to, you know, as parents, I say, we just have to be what we want to see. Because children don't do what you tell them, they do what you see, what they see. So as long as you keep, I mean, this is great. This is great what you're doing for your son, because he's seeing this and he's seeing the effort that you're putting in and how much you mean to him, and how much he means to you, sir. And great, keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you, really appreciate that. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Spencer. Cheers. All love. Thank you. God bless.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe to the Stamina for Soul YouTube channel. Sports Social Podcast Network.